Thank you for standing by. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Carl Policchio.
Thank you very much, operator, and thank you, everybody, for joining us on the call. U.S. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis has some opening remarks, and then she's going to turn the call over to Assistant Secretary Phyllis Borzi for a little bit of Solis.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining this call today. Access to it's critical that both workers and employers who are trying to do the right thing be protected from fraud and abuse in the healthcare marketplace with it. Sometimes businesses and workers are offered arrangements that allow multiple employers to come together and purchase healthcare small businesses. But unfortunately, the marketplace for multiple employer welfare arrangements is riddled with fraud and abuse. Regulations that will hold these companies accountable and allow us to take action when fraud is being committed without restricting the insurance is critical, especially in these tough economic times. It's outrageous that anyone would take advantage of workers and businesses, this, if you will. You or a loved one is ill or injured and in need of medical treatment. You think you have health insurance that costs thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars in medical expenses suffered by you and your family. Today's proposal will help us better. It allows us to issue cease and desist orders when fraud and action to guarantee that all MEWA operators are optimal input. We'll be able to craft a final rule that holds MEWA operators.
As the Secretary said, these regulations fraudulent MEWAs. Let me just take a minute to explain what a MEWA is, an arrangement, usually in an they're marketed as an alternative to traditional health and benefits to the employer's employees at a more reasonable arrangements that involve a bunch of self-employed are collectively bargained plans. They, too, have more series of bargaining agreements. Now, having distinguished them, one of the